And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Why, are we ever messed up from fighting through the autograph hounds gathered outside CBS this evening? Another sausage crowd.
No, and we're delighted to be back. We have a hockey player here that we're going to talk with a little later if we have time. He's a goalie. Or as you used to say as a boy in New England, a goalie.
Goalie, yes.
A goalie. But
hey, I honies to be goalie.
What's that?
I used to say, I honies to be goalie.
I honies to be a goalie, or goalie. But it is goalie. We learned that when we took up radio announcing.
And when we came to New York.
Right. However, we have several people here in the audience that we would like to talk with now, and I think maybe we could chat with you there, sir, in the front row.
All right.
Him.
Oh, are you going to do that?
Him.
Me.
All right, you, sir. They all thought we should talk with you.
All right.
We won't bother with names or anything.
Cal Burton.
Right. Sir, do you have
Malden, Malden, Massachusetts.
We were just talking about that New England accent just a few moments ago. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't notice it.
What brings you to our show in particular?
Well, I'm here for a convention of hobbyists. I'm going to be over at the Bonanza Hotel with our hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And all this week.
Mm-hmm. What hobby?
That makes the odd fellows howl.
What hobbies do you have?
I collect shells.
What kind of shells, sir? Seashells?
Well, I have some here. Well, there are seashells in the water.
I was going to say no 35 millimeter and things like that.
No. Most of them are, like this here is a cherrystone clam shell.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is a...
they're not particularly pretty, though, are they?
No, they're not.
But what would you save these for? I mean, as opposed to those beautiful conch shells.
Well, they remind me of great restaurants where I have ate.
Where you have eaten, I think, is more proper. Okay, and how long have you been involved in this?
About a year and a half I got interested in shells.
Right. Okay. Bob, you want to take over? I'm not having very much fun with this.
Yeah, all right. The fellow here who has his hand up, you would like to talk to us, would you?
Yes, sir, I'd be pleased to.
All right. No need for names here, I guess.
Sweet William Abergard.
What do they call you, Sweet or Bill or what?
Now, don't get funny.
I'm not trying to get funny, I just...
Sweet William is a flower, and you know that?
That's not a nickname.
That's my name. My mother gave it to me. She was a great flower raiser.
Well, that's fine.
And look, since I have been knee-high to a grasshopper, I've had to fight my way out of more problems because my name was Sweet William.
I should imagine.
I'm prepared.
I should imagine you're getting a lot of difficulty.
You, and we'll get along all right.
All right, what are you doing?
Claire.
What are you doing here in New York?
Well, I'm here celebrating before I go into service.
Oh, you're going in the Army, right?
I've been drafted, that's right. And here I'll show you my draft notice. My friend here has fixed it up for me.
Sweet William... I can't make out that last name, is it?
Balado. And I report to Camp David Tuesday.
Oh, boy. Well, I want to wish you a great deal of luck down there. I understand the food is good there.
Yes, well, my friend fixed this whole notice up for me. He said that when I get to Camp David, he said he was there during the war.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, and ask for Sergeant Ike, and he'll take care of you. He'll float you right through.
It's probably the supply sergeant.
You'll get all your equipment and everything. Your tents folding, your tools and trenching, and one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about it, but... he also told me here that when I get 3-day leaves or furloughs, to be sure and demand I go in a helicopter.
Well, you're looking forward to your... term, yeah. What are you going to be in 2 years? Is that what it is?
2-year term, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of luck to you, sir. Private. I'll call you Private now, I guess.
Well, it won't be that way long, I don't think. Not that I know this sergeant so well.
Well, maybe he'll be able to help you out. I certainly hope so.
Thank you, Bob.
Drop back on your first furlough. We'll look for you here.
If your program's still on, yes.
Wait a minute. What do you mean if it's still on?
I didn't mean anything. Only programs seem to be so transient nowadays. I just got in the habit of listening to somebody and boom, they're gone.
Well, that's something different about Ray and myself. We like to get into a particular spot and stay there. Stay there and stay there.
I know that's what you like to do, but, well, I won't pursue it any further.
All right, I don't think we've got. I'm going back up on the stage now, anyway. Very interesting fellow I just talked with back there. Going in the Army, he tells me.
Yeah, down to Camp David.
Mm-hmm.
Nice spot. It's over in Maryland, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty. See, we have a thing here. We have a spot now for tonight's celebrity snapshot, I think. And our guest is the distinguished character actor Lawton M. Carruthers. Welcome to the Bob and Ray Show.
Thank you, Ray.
Mr. Carruthers, I understand that you had a recent role on CBS Radio's popular daytime drama, The Second Mrs. Burton.
Kind of, you might say. Last week I played a grocery delivery boy on the show. Would you like to hear the line I had?
By all means.
I'll recreate it for you. When Mother Burton came to the door, I said, "Here's your grub, lady." Let me give that line again. Another read. "Here's your groceries, lady." I said it that way. That's what I said.
Well, you really bring a character to life vividly, Mr. Carruthers.
Yes, I listen to every one of CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime dramas each weekday. They help me in my never-ending striving for dramatic perfection.
Well, you're not alone. You know that. Millions of people enjoy hearing CBS Radio's daytime dramas. And thank you, Mr. Lawton M. Carruthers, for joining us here on Celebrity Snapshot tonight.
My pleasure, and here's my card in case you run into any thorny casting problems here on your show.
Well, we'll certainly...
If it stays on.
Right. We'll certainly keep you filed. Good night.
The corner and up your street comes your friendly poet-philosopher, Charles, to reach into his dusty, tattered manuscripts, bring forth poetry, philosophy, words to dream by. Charles?
Hello. This poem is called Our Love Did Begin. I remember so well when our love did begin. Oh, and please, just a twist of lemon in that gin.
Oh, Charles, please.
Oh,
gracious.
You took my hand, and I took yours, and together we looked to the sky, and, yes, please, the cherry in the rye.
Oh, Charles, I will have to.
Can you go on, Charles?
Try it. Let me use another poem. That's one of a more facetious one.
All right.
I walked in your garden. I walked in your garden and over to our rose bush, and then I knew that...
I
don't feel.
You have been listening to Charles, your friendly poet-philosopher, as he has taken a few words from his dusty, tattered manuscripts, words of encouragement, romance, of memory. Join him when next he comes round the corner and down your street and greets you with
so long. hear music.
I think a lot of us have been reading about the upcoming Olympic Games this winter here in this country, and what is it, next summer in Italy, huh?
That's right, at Squaw Valley this winter over in Italy, yeah.
There is a big question about whether a certain event will be included in the summer games, and to get the reports from the various world capitals, let's go over to the Bob and Ray World Communications Center. From Bob and Ray World Communications Headquarters, we're going to look at the story of whether cops and robbers should be featured in the Summer Olympic Games. Let's call in Phil Fish, Bob and Ray correspondent in Rome.
This is Phil Fish in Rome. The suggestion that the game Cops and Robbers be included in this summer's Olympics has caused a great stir here in Italian Olympic headquarters. They maintain that the game Cops and Robbers involves too many people, and that does it. Now back to America.
Some miles west, in Portugal, Kermit Kettle is standing by to give us the report and the reaction of people in Lisboa. Come in, Lisboa, Kermit Kettle.
This is Kermit Kettle in Lisbon, buddy. Discussing this problem that was just presented now to the International Olympic Committee.
Naturally, feelings are high in this country, too, in regard to what is known as an American game. And so, for the report from Nutley, New Jersey, here is Dr. Denton.
This is Dr. Denton in Nutley, New Jersey. I think it's quite curious to listen to the reactions of people from other countries to the suggestion that we include cops and robbers in our Olympic Games. Speaking now as a member of the American Committee, I think it only fair to say, in so that does it, now back to America, in America.
From Bob and Ray World Communications Headquarters, we have the story of whether cops and robbers should play a part of next year's Olympic Games from Phil Fish in Rome, Kermit Kettle in Lisbon, and Dr. Denton in Nutley, New Jersey.
Well, that's a very catchy thing we have there.
Nutley came in very well. Tomorrow, we've got some interesting features. I think we're going to have the Gourmet Club ready. Are we going over there?
We've only visited the Gourmet Club once this fall social season, and we had hoped to get over there before now, but tomorrow I think definitely it's on the blackboard. I saw this morning in the office that we will go there and talk with all the folks who are visiting and describe a sandwich of a well-known personality. Those of you who have visited the Gourmet Club in person know what a beautiful place it is. Those of you who have heard it described on the air know how exciting a broadcast it makes.
There'll be celebrities galore, and perhaps some of your favorites will be in attendance there.
Very good, Robert.
I think of.
Well, we better move along now, but we'll have a Russian phrase for you in just 10 seconds.
That Russian phrase.
Я американец. My John Brown.
I'm an American. My name is John Brown.
With a crack in it. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
He's at it again, Arthur Godfrey time. Godfrey every weekday on the CBS Radio Network.
And KNX, AM and FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles.